New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Travis Glenn Sabera. Welcome to the New Dimensions Cafe. Today I'm hosting Terry Real, author of Us, Getting Past You and Me to Build a More Loving Relationship. I'm speaking with Terry in Costa Rica on Valentine's Day. Welcome, Terry, to the New Dimensions Cafe.
Hi, it's a joy.
So glad to have you here. I'm so interested in your idea of relational mindfulness and what this can mean for relationships to be a crucible for our healing.
Well, we all marry our unfinished business. Falling in love, it means that this God or goddess is going to complete me, they're going to heal me, they're going to never do to me what those creeps did when I was a kid. This is going to be great. Being in a real relationship is an endless rhythm of harmony, disharmony, and repair. Closeness, disruption, and a return to closeness. And James Frameau, the father of couples therapy back in the 50s, said, the day you roll over in bed and look at the person next to you and go, oh my God, I've been had. This is not the person I fell in love with. That, said Frameau, is the first day of your real marriage. We fall in love with gods and goddesses. We find ourselves with people who I like to say are exquisitely designed to stick the burning spear right into our eyeball.
In a way, we can bring gratitude for this painful discovery.
Well, that's a high level of emotion in this context, I got to tell you. Gratitude in the sense that you give me an opportunity to heal. There are people to the left and the right of you who would never replicate any of those old wounds, but you're bored by them. They don't compel you. Our soul, I call this the mysticism of marriage. Our soul picks our partner knowing that this person will throw us right back into the old wounds, but they might have resources that my original family did not have, so that once I'm in that wound, I may not be able to get them to do something different. That's the road to hell. Thinking that healing is my partner heals me and then retaliating when they don't. That's what fuels 90% of fights in couples.
Give them up. I like the update of this concept that we're not only, quote, attracted to old patterns from what we saw in our family, but this new person also might be the source of what we need as well.
Of redemption. Yes, I say we're all attracted to the next step in our own development. So if I am beating you about the head and shoulders, telling you, you must be the good father I never had, we're down the tubes. But if I can take a breath, and we'll talk about it, and deal with my own reactivity, and then come to you and say with a skill, Travis, don't yell at me like my father did. Don't yell at me, say it softly. If I do something different in the old drama, something that little boy couldn't do, by God, you might do something different. And it's the combination of that that can heal us deeply. It's not that you don't recreate it. I like to say, it's not what you do, it's what you do after you do what you do.
This is what the concept of your relational mindfulness teaches us to do, how to recognize those moments and to take the breath. And we move from something you call the adaptive child, the maladaptive child, to the wise adult. And I'm wondering if you could flesh out those terms a little more.
Yeah, it's not maladaptive child, it's adaptive child. And the adaptive child is the you that you created back then to preserve yourself and get by. Look, my father was a brutal, violent man. And there was a period in my marriage where I reacted to some of Belinda's issues, some of the dynamic between us, and we separated for many months. I have a capacity. I give and give and give, and then the line gets crossed, and it's like, I'm sorry, do I know you? Have we ever met before? I mean, cold as ice. And I was doing some deep work with a therapist about, wait, how can I turn off? What is that? And Belinda was with me. That's the best way to do trauma work, is with your partner with you. That's not how it's usually done, but that's how we do it. And I went back to my father beating me with a strap. I was about 6 years old. And even at six, I literally said this. With every blow of the strap in my mind, I went, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And he might as well have been beating a piece of stone. I felt nothing. And he could wail on me till the cows came home, and I would not give him the satisfaction of even feeling the pain he was so intent on inflicting. That was adaptive.
Yes.
If I had me as a patient, I would say, thank God for that.
At the time, it serves a very important protective function of survival.
Adaptive then, maladaptive now. So I bring that little boy, now thinking he's a grown man, into my marriage. Belinda gets mad at me. I'm now four. She's my towering 6'3" father. And it's fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. That's the adaptive child. The wise adult part of me, I call it second consciousness. The wise adult part of me, prefrontal cortex, the most mature part of the brain, can take a breath and go, wait a minute, hold it. You're not getting beaten. You're not four. She's not 6'3". Relax. She's in a bad mood. It's okay. And instead of shutting off and meeting contempt with contempt, I can take a breath and I go, honey, soften up. Tell me what you want to tell me, but I'm all ears, but be kinder, okay? I'll be able to hear it better. And then I do. And I say, you're right. I can understand why you're upset. Let me give you what you need. And I make peace. And that's healing. It heals her, it heals us, and it even heals that little boy.
Terry, in your journey, when or who helped you say that this is an anchor that you needed? When did you know that, okay, this is the choice I want to make when I have a choice to make?
Well, I've been in therapy for 40 years, and I've been doing spiritual practice for 50 years. Many therapists have helped me, and many spiritual teachers have helped me. In some ways, the spiritual teachers have helped me more than the therapists have.
What quality do they bring that gave you that extra, this can be it?
I think probably of all of my teachers, Pia Mellody was my greatest mentor. And she is the one who taught me that self-esteem is being neither better than nor less than. She's the one who taught me about the wise adult, adaptive child, and wounded child. And she's the one who taught me about loving power, although she wouldn't have called it that. Pia's center was always intimacy, which is a spiritual experience, which is a healing experience, is the conjunction of truth and love. And in the therapy world, my critique is, it's split. There are some programs, domestic violence, some feminine, that are truthful but not loving. There's a lot of programs that are loving but not truthful. RLT confronts you with what your adaptive child is doing that's blowing your foot off and loves the hell out of you both at the same time.
That's beautiful. Can you unpack that one term that you said from Pia Mellody about helping you learn to love power, but I suppose in the correct relationship to loving what power can be, rather than needing to say power is the enemy?
Yeah, Pia taught me that harshness is off. If it's harsh, it's off. And that harsh voice inside of you is just your adaptive child I like to say it's like you put the older child in charge of the younger child when you go off to the grocery store, but it's a little too much for them. You come back and the older child has tied the younger child up in a chair. You know, he's protected, but maybe next time I'll get a babysitter. It's just a primitive version of an adult. And we can do better. We can have, you know, the adaptive child part of us tends to be black and white, rigid, unforgiving, perfectionistic. The adult part of us is nuanced, forgiving, understands humanity, and understands that we're no better or worse than the person to the left or to the right.
What are some tips or ideas that you can give our listeners to help them recognize when maybe the adaptive child is here responding to something, and how to shift and bring in the wise adult?
Well, first of all, I'm a big fan of breaks. I mean, I am a reactive person. I grew up with violence and rage. I've been a rager in my day. And I often say to people, time out is the antidote to emotional and even physical violence. It's a circuit breaker. So have humility. Understand that if you stand there and open your mouth, demons may come out. You may not be able to control that, but you can turn heel and walk away. Particularly if you've negotiated up front with your partner, they know what you're doing. I'm taking a time out.
And we want to make sure this is different than stonewalling or just shutting down. Can you comment on that difference?
Absolutely. The difference is between provocative distance taking and responsible distance taking. Provocative distance, I'm out of here. Responsible distance taking takes care of your partner while you distance. I'm leaving two parts. One, here's why. Here's the explanation. I'm leaving to get a grip on myself because you don't want me around. Two, I'll be back. I'll check in with you in 20 minutes. I'll check in with you in 30 minutes. And you have to make good on your word. Otherwise, you're just playing games. So it's not a rupture. It's really a break. I'm leaving. Here's why. And here's when I'm coming back.
Terry, how might this relational work first with our own choice and then taking care of our partner while we're taking care of ourselves also ripple out and cause change and healing in the larger ecosystem that we're a part of?
The essence of learning to live relationally is changing your map of the world. Individualism means I'm apart from nature, and patriarchy means I'm above nature and in control of it. In control of my thoughts. I have to be less negative. My body, I have to lose 20 pounds. But I have to be in control of my partner, my kids. And I teach people to live the serenity prayer. You step up and you give it your best shot. And then let go, let God. The rest is not up to you. So that's being in right relationship to power. And it's also being ecological. We are not above nature. We are in nature. And it's in our best interest to do what the biosphere needs from us because we breathe it. And that's true whether the biosphere you're talking about is your marriage or your family or your country or the nature itself or spirit or the world. Our planet is on a collision course right now. There are retrogressive forces that are the resurgence of the most primitive aspects of patriarchy, strong men, autocracy, racism, thugs, really anti-democratic forces. And then there are progressive forces that understand that we are interconnected, not above and dominant. And I honestly believe which of these two forces wins will determine the fate of our planet, the future for our kids and grandkids.
Terry, thank you so much for sharing this with your equal power and your equal humility into the possible vision that we can hold for ourselves as individuals who are not separate from the environment that we're in. And I'm so appreciative that you brought your teachings and your books and yourself to this conversation today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Terry Real, author of Us, Getting Past You and Me to Build a More Loving Relationship. To find out more about his work, please go to terryreal.com. That's TerryReal.com. Or you can get there through the New Dimensions website, newdimensions.org. where you'll find over 1,800 programs in its archive. I'm Travis Glenn Sabera, and I want to thank you for joining us at the New Dimensions Cafe. I invite you, please join us again.
You've been listening to the New Dimensions Cafe. This series of shorter interviews features many of the remarkable guests also featured on our internationally syndicated one-hour New Dimensions radio series. To access more than 1,000 hours of programs, to subscribe to our newsletters, or to become a member, please visit us at newdimensions.org. New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the Donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support.